Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present The Dalaget Dream Department Store, a novel by Mie Lee. Translated by Sandy Jusun Lee. Performed by Shannon Tayo. Author note. Why do we dream? A third of our lives is spent in sleep, yet as we dream, we venture to wondrous and bizarre places. Are dreams merely subconscious illusions? Or are they something more profound? Everyone has probably pondered these questions at one point or another, but I've clung to them as tightly as Linus clings to his blanket. The more we learn, the more insistent our curiosity becomes. And the more complicated our questions get, the more we wish for simple answers. This is especially true for me when it comes to sleep and dreams. The unknown, mysterious rift between yesterday and today is a space I found myself filling with joyful imagination. As I started writing this story, I enjoyed the way my imagination and reality fondly drew closer. This is a story about a shopping village you can only enter when asleep. It's full of interesting people and places that capture the hearts of sleeping customers, like a food truck that sells snacks to ensure a good night's sleep, and the grumpy noctilucus who frantically dress those customers who arrive without nightgowns. There's Maxim's back alley nightmare making workshop, as well as a mysterious dream maker hidden in a million year snow mountain cabin. Products on offer range from Baby Nap Rockabye's conception dreams to the flying fantasies of leprechauns. But most of all, it is a collection of stories about the Dalaget Dream Department Store, the sleeping customer's favorite spot, so popular that once you try it, you'll always go back. Each floor offers unique dreams in special packaging, filling up the endless shelves and enhancing the customer's everyday lives. I hope this place holds a special place in your heart, too. And lastly, if this story enriches your life at all and helps you have a good night's sleep and a good night's dream, I could not be happier. Mie Lee. Prologue. The Third Disciple's Historic Store. Penny is sitting on the second floor of her favorite cafe. She's wearing a comfortable shirt. Her bobbed hair is soggy. This morning, she received word from the Dalaget Dream Department Store that her application has passed the screening and her interview is next week. She went straight to a corner bookstore to buy job interview books, and now she is in full prep mode. But something has been bothering her for a while. A guy drinking tea at the next table has been tapping his feet, showing off his colorful fuzzy socks with every bounce, distracting her like crazy. He is in a thick dressing gown, sipping his tea with closed eyes. As he blows on his tea, its fresh forest scent carries over to her table. He must be having a special herbal tea good for fatigue.
Very nice. Warm. Delicious. Should I get a refill?
The guy mutters under his breath as though he's sleep-talking, then goes back to tapping his feet and smacking his lips. Penny turns her seat to block his bouncing socks from view. Others in the cafe are wearing pajamas. For centuries, Penny's hometown has been famous for its sleep products. Now it has evolved into a metropolis with a surging population. The locals, including Penny, who grew up here, are used to seeing outsiders roaming around in sleepwear. Penny sips on her now cold coffee. The bitter caffeine seems to mute the background noise and cool the air around her. The extra charge for 2 calm syrup pumps is worth it. She pulls out her job prep questions and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?